This is Live and Local with DJ Retrograde. All your favorite local bands playing live in studio every other Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Join us then to deep dive and learn more about your favorite local Colorado band. This is a pre-recorded broadcast. You are listening to 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins. My name is DJ Retrograde, and today we are here on a very special edition of Live and Local, and actually, unfortunately, our last one for the semester. So we're ending it with the band that we started it with, which I'm so excited about. This is Autumnal right here from Fort Collins, Colorado, and they have some awesome live music for you guys today.
It's like a game through potholes and speed bumps. I think the city's to blame. This time it's not a crime. I walk too fast on sidewalks, eyes on the ground. It's about destination. That's why I'll keep you around.
This time it's not a crime.
Self-sabotage. If I don't string you along, the hardest thing for me to see is no. Oh no.
I know I drive too slow, it makes you mad, but I'm scared that I'm gonna crash. I'm in my head this time.
It's not a crime. Sabotage. If I don't string you along, the hardest thing for me to do is go. Just go. Just go. Just go.
Listening to 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins. My name's DJ Retrograde, and you just heard a couple minutes ago a song live in the studio by Autumnal. Hi, Autumnal. How are you guys doing?
Hello.
Hi, good.
Hi. I'm so excited to have you guys back because last time was my first Live and Local, and there was some major technical difficulties, radio silence in your guys' true fashion. But if you guys want to go around and introduce yourselves.
I'm Nina.
I'm Geneva.
Justice.
I'm Annalie.
Awesome. And just to start things off, I heard you guys just got back from tour recently. So tell me about that. How was the touring experience? Where'd you guys go? What'd you do?
Yeah. We went in March we went down to Austin to do some unofficial South by Southwest stuff and played some shows on the way there and back. But it was really fun. We got to play with a lot of cool bands and meet a lot of new people, and everybody was just so nice and welcoming and happy to kind of show us their city, and it was a lot of fun.
That's so awesome. What was your guys' favorite memory from this tour? Hard-hitting question. You guys can each have one individually. Damn. If you want.
Let's see. I really liked we were able to go to
we saw Hemlock. I shout out Hemlock a ton of times. Really cool artist. Just like all the music we saw, I really liked. I had some vegan mac and cheese.
Ooh.
That was probably my least favorite moment.
Oh no.
Because they fooled me. I thought it was regular and I paid too much money for this vegan stuff. So
dang.
Anyway, not to bring negativity down.
Anti-vegan mac and cheese.
I don't know, seeing all the bands was great. I saw a bunch of people I've never heard of before, and they were all just fantastic. Like Middle Satchery and Hemlock and May Simones and a bunch of other stuff. It was really fun. We played a couple shows at this kolache restaurant, which was really cool.
Ooh.
Called Batch. So if you're ever in Austin and want some kolaches, that's the place to go. It was fun. Also, we went to a river in San Marcos, and it was like the first time we'd been in the water for like a really long time. So that was really nice.
Oh, that's so awesome.
For me, it was just like such a great sense of community being down there. Like, even though so many of these bands we had just met, like for the first time that weekend, we got to see all of them like multiple times, just everybody being around different shows and just like building up those like relationships was really cool.
One cool thing was Nina and I were had an appearance in Teen Vogue while we were there. We were just standing outside, coincidentally next to the place where the vegan mac and cheese came from. And somebody asked to take our picture and we were like, sure. And then didn't say anything about where they were from, like where it was going to be. I was like, huh, I wonder where that's going to end up. And then a band that we met that weekend DM'd us and was like, have you seen this? Like you're in Vogue. And we were like, oh my gosh. So that was pretty cool. Did not expect that. At all.
So
very
like,
random.
I guess the vegan mac and cheese did have a good outcome if you guys
it's
were in Teen Vogue.
That's true.
That's so awesome.
Positives and negatives.
Yes, totally. That's so awesome. Well, that sounds like an amazing tour. And thank you guys so much for hanging out today. Stick around for more music live in the studio by Autumnal. Give Listening to 90.5 KCSU. And today on Live and Local, we have Autumnal. And you guys just played an amazing song. Tell us a little bit about that song.
That song is called Plum Season. We wrote it recently. My friend from Durango passed away in a car accident in September. And I guess that song was written about her. Something interesting about that is, are you familiar with like the fig motif? It's like a story about like there's so many figs on this tree and you can't decide which one you want. So she just sat there and watched all of the figs like wither and die and drop off one by one until there wasn't a fig to choose from. But this kind of felt like the opposite situation where it's like, I don't know, she was so young. So it's like she leaped off the tree before I had a chance to really get to know her. But yeah, that's what that song is about.
That's a beautiful analogy for such a sad situation. Yeah, well, I'm glad we talked about that. That's really good. And that kind of leads me to our next question, to what is your guys' creative process?
We live in different cities, so we don't write together as much as we used to. So kind of how we do it now is one of us will start a song and then we'll bring it to the rest to either finish it or add stuff to it. But yeah, I think we're like similar in our songwriting styles where like we're able to do that and still like come together and make it sound like a cohesive band song.
Totally. That's awesome. And what, where do you guys usually find like your song inspirations or for the lyrics mostly?
I feel like we pull a lot from like nature and like the outdoors. I mean, a lot of the stuff that we have written about is either about being outside or just has like similar nature-y kind of motifs in it. It's the second time I've said the word motif. yeah, I don't know. We do a lot of stuff about nature and about like, I guess, the fleeting nature of youth as well. Yeah, I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, and I think also just about what stuff that happens in our lives. And we kind of use music to, I guess, process and channel that into something else and something new. So, yeah.
Awesome. Very well said. Well, thank you guys so much for hanging out. And stick around for more music coming up soon.
Myself, I shiver.
are listening to 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins. We are still live in the studio with me, DJ Retrograde, and Fort Collins' very own Autumnal. And you guys, we just heard The Mouth live in studio by Autumnal. That was amazing. I love that song. I heard it's a new release that just came out, and I've definitely been streaming it. So what if you guys tell us a little bit about that new release?
Yeah, sure. So that song is about climate change. For anyone who was in town last summer, we had a crazy rainy summer. It just rained like nonstop. We were out of town for a big chunk of time as well. But what was really frustrating was while we were in town, there was not a single day that we were able to go swimming in the river or in the reservoir or anything like that, which is one of my favorite summer activities. So I was pretty frustrated that it was so rainy. And then The Mouth was kind of written about the duality between personal and global handling of climate change and just how sometimes it takes a selfish reason to be upset about the global problem. And yeah, I guess that's what it was about, is a little bit about that and a little bit about working for like capitalism and I guess contributing to companies that actively take away the things that you like to do, and just how it's, you know, you live in a society, basically, is what the song's about.
Totally.
And we recorded it for a competition we did in the fall called Sonic Spotlight. So it was mixed at the Blasting Room, which is a pretty famous studio here in Fort Collins. So that was really cool to work with like a for real big shot producer, engineer for that. And I think sounds really good. And we got to record a music video for it too. And ironically, yeah, we also wanted to get in the river for the music video, but it was like the coldest day of the year. It was so cold and so windy, so we did not get in the river. But you know, one of these days we will get in the river, I swear.
One of these days. That's so awesome. And I have another question, to kind of a little fun question. What inspired you to start playing music? You guys can answer this individually if you'd like.
I started, my school, my middle school made us pick like an instrument or choir, and I started viola in sixth grade. And that was kind of my like journey into music. I started playing viola and then, got a ukulele in like eighth grade and started playing that. And eventually transitioned to guitar, and have been doing that since. But yeah, I guess initially it was kind of just like school like made me do it. But I also really wanted to play an instrument growing up and never did get lessons or anything. So I was glad for the opportunity to do it through school.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah, for me, a lot of my family plays music. So that's kind of where I started out. One of my uncles has always played in like bluegrass bands. And then my stepdad has always played in like metal bands. So it's like
good mix.
Very different genres, both of which I enjoy. But so I got a lot of inspiration from them and they taught me a lot. And then kind of once I got old enough to start listening to my own music and developing my own tastes, just kind of took it from there and started learning like stuff that I was inspired by. So.
Awesome.
I started playing drums because my brother had a drum kit, and it started as an ego thing. I just wanted to get better at him than it and make him feel bad about himself. And I don't know if I've done that yet. We'll have to check in with him. But then I started just really liking playing with other people and writing, and yeah.
We'll have to check in with Ben DeRiggy next week. Yes, we'll
have to see.
That's awesome. And you, Geneva?
I've been singing since I was like really little. It's always been something I've been crazy passionate about. I did theater a lot when I was like really young, and then choir, and then theater and choir. And then in like high school, I started writing some of my own songs with Annalie. And then my passion for singing really turned into a passion for songwriting. And just kind of grew out of that. I liked singing my own songs a lot, and it like putting my own words into my own voice. So yeah, I guess just for a long time, I've enjoyed singing.
Awesome. Well, I absolutely love that. And I have one question to kind of follow up on that. And that is, if you were to tell yourself, your younger self, something when you started playing music, what would that be?
I guess I would say I would tell myself to start playing guitar earlier and younger, and to actually practice.
I feel like for me, I would just say, like, don't doubt yourself, you know? Like, music, when you're young, feels like this crazy, unobtainable thing. Like, there's all these rock stars who are, like, making it big, but it's, like, so easy to just get out there and play music. And I feel like, at its essence, it's, like, not that hard to make good music, you know? Just go out and collaborate with people.
Totally.
I feel like kind of the same, but opposite. Like, it's easy to make bad music, and that's good, and you should write all the bad songs, because I feel like a lot of times if a song that I've started is, like, not what I want it to be, I'm like, I hate this, I'm a terrible person. But no. I think it's, like, good to just put the work into a bad song and then listen to it and be like, nope, this isn't a good song, and then you, like, write another one without feeling bad about it. Like, there's a million bad songs that every good artist has written that they don't have to do anything with, but it's important to, like, get the feelings out and the, like, experiment with the sound. So I'd say, like, don't judge yourself for making bad music sometimes.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's a good one. I feel like I always, like, I would just say, like, stop beating yourself up. You're just playing the drums. It's not that deep. And also, yeah, just don't judge yourself for what you make and think. Yeah.
Awesome. Very well said. And to all aspiring musicians out there, you heard it from Autumnal. Make music and you got this. Well, thank you guys so much for hanging out. We got one more song live in the studio, and then we will revisit and talk again soon. So thanks, guys, for hanging out. See you soon.
Inside, you return back to your town. So what if I don't wanna do this anymore? So what if I don't care to settle the score? It's gone way beyond me, it's gone way beyond blood, it's gone way beyond us, it's gone way beyond our love. Our love. So look what happens, read the
listening to 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins. My name's DJ Retrograde, and this is our Sunday show, Live and Local. And today on this week's Live and Local, we have live in the studio Autumnal. And unfortunately, their music, their amazing music that we've been hearing this afternoon, has come to an end. But we have a couple more hard-hitting questions for them to answer. Tell us just a little bit about that last song. What is it called? Yeah. Where Can We Listen?
That song's called Hit and Run. It is not out yet, but hopefully will be this year. But I wrote it after somebody hit my car in Denver. It was parked, and it was a U-Haul truck driver hit my car and just left. And the only reason I knew that was because some lady happened to be walking her dog and got the license plate info and all that stuff, but U-Haul has not been cooperating, so
really?
Yeah, but it's okay. But yeah, it was kind of just like the frustration of like, bruh.
Yeah. Shout out to that lady though. Good, truly. Good Samaritan. She has...
To the U-Haul driver, if you're listening, hit us up.
Give them their rightfully earned money. I just learned that you guys have been playing since high school. Not autumnal, but Annalie and Geneva, you guys have known each other for a long time. So tell us how that dynamic's kind of changed, and what is it like knowing someone and playing with someone for that long?
We've been singing together in choir since fifth grade. We were in our fifth grade choir together. Shout out Miss Harrison. And yeah, we've been like writing songs together since maybe late middle school. Or anything like that. And it used to be just the two of us writing like indie
folk like ukulele
singer songwriter bummers because we were very sad.
We really liked Panic at the Disco.
We did like Panic at the Disco. We used to like street perform a lot too. Downtown. Awesome. We'd sit with our ukuleles and get money from old people.
Yeah, we kind of made bank.
We did. We made bank. Taking back to the good old days. In my opinion, since high school and since transitioning from our old project into Autumnal, we've really grown into ourselves and into our sound. It's been really fun working with more people to create songs and just really play off of like more minds and develop new sounds with other people. I also feel like our songwriting has developed with the music that we listen to, and I think it's shifted into a more adult sound with like, I don't know.
We've also just like lived more than when we were 13. And I think like that does show in the songs. We have, I don't know, we have other things to write about, and they don't feel, I don't know, as high school or whatever to us, which is good. And I think, yeah, I think mostly you can just tell that we like have been growing up, and you know, we don't just do ukulele folk songs anymore. So it's been cool to, yeah, kind of grow up and along with the music and see that change.
I think that's part of why we used to say we were cursed, because it had taken us so long to release music. Like, we kept trying and recording, and it would get lost or messed up or, you know, whatever. But I think it was maybe the universe just telling us to be patient until we have a sound that is truly representative of the people that we're supposed to be. So I think, yeah, I'm so glad awesome. That we're releasing music now.
Yeah. That is such a wonderful story. And I think Fort Collins, too. It really shows that Fort Collins just has so much music and all around. And, I mean, you guys playing on the street here years ago to where you are now is amazing, going on tour and everything. So thank you guys so much for hanging out with me today. Super happy to do this again and not have radio silence.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Of course. Thank you, guys.
This has been Live and Local with DJ Retrograde. If you like this episode, check out our website at kcsufm.com, our Spotify, KCSU FM, or your favorite podcast streaming platform to hear more.